I know what you mean,
Natasha said softly.
I'm feeling it too. Cancri isn't a very bright star, but you can see it from Earth. But from here, Sol is just a dim smudge. We're so far from home, we can't even pick out where our star is.
I worked my way up to kissing her, and she let me. But I quickly got the message from her body language that she didn't want more than that. Maybe she was concerned about Kivi, or maybe she just didn't like to move that fast. Whatever the case, I wasn't bothered. I stretched out on my back again and stared at the stars.
When you're down there on the planet fighting, I said, you don't have time to pine away for home. We're in luck, then, she said. Why's that? Haven't you heard? We're going back down in the morning. We're to help garrison the walls with the heavies.
The walls of the spaceport? I asked in shock.
Yeah.
I sat up and frowned at her, not sure at first if she was serious. I could tell at a glance that she was. I groaned and flopped onto my back again.
This is bullshit, I said.
The deal was simple. The recruits went in and took the place. After that, we withdrew into reserve on the ship, and the heavies set up to guard the walls.
That was the original deal. But the enemy is fielding a large force. They mean to retake their university, their government buildings, and the spaceport. They intend to kick us off into space again. The brass wants us to guard the spaceport, as it's the least important target.
They didn't think it was unimportant a few days ago.
I know. But they have their grand strategy, I guess. They want to embarrass the lizards, which is forcing them to attack.
I thought about that, and the more I thought, the less I liked the situation. I'd really hoped to be moved to the university. The word was the fighting was very light. The Saurians didn't seem to want to blow up their hallowed hive-like learning structures, but that damned spaceport, it was a death trap.
What about those damned Nerbs? I demanded.
Are they still there, cluttering up the place? It sucks to fight with them underfoot. You can't fire a weapon without worrying about getting permed for hurting one of those nasty seals. Natasha laughed.
I don't think I've ever heard such bitter words out of you, James.
I've had a rough month. She laughed again. Then she seemed to have a sudden thought, and she propped herself up on her elbow.
James, she asked in a near whisper, what's it like to be executed? To know, or at least think you know, that you've been permed?
I looked at her and shrugged.
You probably know already. You died in training, didn't you? Yeah, most of us did. But that was different. It hurt, and I was scared. But in the back of my mind, I knew it wasn't permanent. I knew I'd live again.
How about back in our very first exercise? When we were on the lifter and they let the air leak out, did you die then? She shook her head.
I was scared, but I survived. I sat in my chair and conserved my oxygen. I remember holding my breath and watching you spin that damned locked door open. I could tell you were doing everything you could. It looked like you'd tear the door apart if you had to.
I chuckled, remembering the day. I didn't realize you were on that lifter with me back then. Natasha smiled.
I've been thinking of you since that day. It's hard not to remember a moment like that.
I'm not an expert with women, but I'm an opportunist. I made another grab for her. She let me kiss her, but stopped my reaching hands short of any further goals.
You haven't told me how it felt yet, she said. You really want to know? Yes. It felt like the end of the world. In the end, I got really mad. That was my reaction. I wanted to kill someone, to take someone down with me.
Her eyes widened and she studied me in the dark.
Did you try?
Yeah, I said. I went for an alien. I wanted to kill him a third time. If I was going down for the final count, I wanted him to feel a little more pain first.
Wow. What did he do?
He called me a barbarian, He said something about putting us all down, that we were wild dogs, I don't know.
All of us?
All of humanity, I said. I'm sure that's what he meant. Natasha pulled away and studied the stars with me. We were both quiet, and I could sense any kind of romantic mood we'd had going was gone now. I chided myself for having told the truth. I should have told her I wanted to smell a flower in my grandma's garden one last time, or something like that. Damn.
Thanks for telling me the truth, James, she said.
Sure. Are you glad you asked? She hesitated.
Not really.
What about tomorrow? Are you ready?
No. I don't want to go back there ever again. I doubt I'll even sleep tonight. I was killed, you know.
No shame in that. Nearly 1,000 died with you.
But I was buried alive. The Saurians didn't hit me dead on. They hit a fuel source I was near. It lit up, and I was engulfed in flame. My suit kept me alive for a minute or two, but the heat was too much for it after a while. I cooked inside like a piece of meat in foil, trying to find a way out of a pool of burning liquid.
It was my turn to sit up and stare.
Ouch.
Try not to think about that. It happened to a different version of Natasha, not to you. For you, it's only a dream.
Yeah, I'll try to do that. But I don't want to go down again. These Saurians are fighting hard.
It occurred to me that Natasha wasn't the typical woman I'd met in Legion Varus. Maybe that's why I liked her more than the rest. She was a bit sweeter than most of them. Not so rough around the edges.
Why are you in this Legion, Natasha?
I asked her, breaking an uncomfortable silence.
I screwed up, she said. Isn't that why we're all here?
I guess so. The top-level legions didn't want me. I still don't know what those psych tests told them. Maybe they didn't want a scene like the one we watched today between the Primus and Graves to play out in their outfits.
That's not so bad, she said.
What about you? I remember you said you'd built some kind of illegal pet, right?
Well, that's not exactly how I screwed up, she said. I didn't want to tell you before, but I came in with a worse mark on my record they found during recruitment.
What did you do?
I robbed a place. The place where I worked.
Yeah? I said, perking up. Was it a bank or something? I sat up. This story sounded fairly exciting. I could see how an ex-con could be a perfect fit for Varus. What would they have stamped on her files that would want them to take her? Something like a resourceful self-starter?
No, she said. Not a bank. I worked for a pharmacy.
You were a druggie? She made an irritated clicking noise with her tongue.
Let me just explain. My family had a little trouble paying the bills.
Who doesn't?
We had particular trouble with our medical bills, she said. There wasn't enough in our medical timeshare account last year. They pool it for each family, you know, and that works all right if only one person gets sick at a time. But both my parents started needing drugs, expensive ones.
Oh, that kind of drug, I said, somewhat disappointed.
What? Were you envisioning masks, guns, and wild parties?
Something like that. Natasha laughed again, and I found I was beginning to like the sound.
I stole medicines, she explained. Expensive ones.
Isn't stuff like that tracked?
Of course it is. You can't just lift a bottle off the shelf. You have to skim. A few pills from one bottle, just one from the next. Who notices if they have 29 caps in the bottle or 30?
Well, sounds like someone did.
Yeah. They traced it back to us, but couldn't pin it on me enough to convict. Still, the charge went on my record. That's a sector-level crime. I couldn't get another job after that, so I tried to join the legions. Only Varus was interested.
I nodded slowly. I'd learned over time that many recruits had a story like that behind their decision to join up.